The Pope that ushers in the era of peace will either die, be assassinated, or abdicate. And the windswept house describes this struggle in the Catholic Church between the black pope of the Jesuits and this current pope. And it describes this, the ending of the book, the very last page, describes this current pope abdicating his papacy and going into exile back in Poland. And this book is about a year and a half old. And about 8 months ago, Malachi Martin, who is on the radio in New York on a regular basis, let the whole world know that this current pope already has his resignation written, because their prophecies, Mary's prophecies, say that when this current pope is removed from the papacy, and the black pope, the anti-pope they call him, the wicked pope they call him, when he takes over, that's when everything falls apart. That's when the cataclysmic events of Mary begin, and they speak of a limited nuclear war in which some entire nations are destroyed. Now, brothers and sisters, we can't believe satanic prophecies, but there's passages in the spirit of prophecy say that in the last days, wars will rage. I mean, you can take what they say and you can find those things confirmed. There's a place where Mary says in these last days, the oceans will overflow their banks. Sister White says the same thing. A limited nuclear war that starts a meltdown on the ice caps, what happens to the oceans? They overflow their banks. And these messages of Mary indicate that this limited nuclear war is going to begin in Europe, right where they're having their little skirmish right now in that area. So, satanic prophecy. But nonetheless, this wicked pope is supposed to come in, everything falls apart, and then there's a time of total upheaval, and then Christ returns. And he brings back into power the good pope that ushers in the millennium. Now, these messages of Mary that follow, these weren't necessarily taken at random, but I could go to different bulletin boards or different books. This is off the bulletin boards on the internet. And I could select from a multitude of messages, but I was looking for certain things to share so you could see how they're expecting this to come to pass. And if you look at the third paragraph here, this first message of Mary that comes from John Leary, it says, "My people, you've just read in the scriptures how I'd be called from Egypt to go forth and save my people. Moses was led up also to lead my people out of Egypt into the promised land. Now another parallel in evil will be shown, how the Antichrist will be raised up from Egypt to go and subdue the peoples of the earth." They're teaching there's an Antichrist who's the ruler of the United Nations group, and there's an anti-pope. They're contemporaries, and they're going to come together during this wicked time when everything falls apart.